Castlandia. I am here today with Penn. Penn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I love having these conversations with people. Would you mind starting the way all of our podcast interviews start and telling us a little bit about your fandom origin story?
Within fandom in general, I've been around for a few years, started on fanfiction.net back in the day. And then mainly Harry Potter, Merlin stuff. With Marvel, I mean, I'd always liked the Iron Man movies because I'd seen them when they first came out, and Tony was my love. And I never really was good at keeping up with them. But then, honestly, just last summer, my friend and I, we had plans to see Endgame. So I decided I should binge every single Marvel movie in the span of 6 days. And so I did that. And then I saw Endgame. And then I dove into comic books to fix everything, as well as fan fiction. So, yeah.
That's a common emotion after I think a lot of us saw Endgame was, okay, things need to change now. So,
exactly.
Are you a creator? Are you a consumer? What's kind of your, how do you primarily identify within the fandom?
Definitely a consumer. But I also do create. I do mainly writing, although I try to dabble in art every now and then if I can manage it, but primarily writing, definitely.
So what kind of stuff do you like to write?
Everything. with Marvel, I just get the randomest ideas. I usually do full-on angst or full-on crack. There's just no in-between with me. I do love a lot of hurt and comfort, because I do hurt them, but I try to make sure they all have hugs after, so to balance it out. But generally hurt, comfort. Usually I stay before Civil War. I just kind of ignore Civil War as a concept because I just like the found family trope, so I like to stick with all the Avengers living in the tower, being happy, healthy, alive. That's my jam.
That's understandable. So one of the things that we've been talking about on podcast, and you and I had a slight conversation with it offline, is this idea of kind of who we are, we bring to fic, not only as readers, but as creators. And I think a lot of us have, I don't want to call them soapboxes, but we have things that we write in a lot of fic because it's important to us, or it is primarily how we identify or something. And we want to infuse the stories with that kind of thing. So is there anything like that for you?
Definitely. Found family. That's part of my favorite thing about Avengers, especially I'm queer. So being part of that queer community is that sense of found family. So that I just relate to a lot. And I love incorporating that in my fics because just the Avengers, all of them different, all of them with these big different backgrounds. So I just love that team dynamic and trying to write that as well as I can. I like to focus on the queer narratives and stuff like that.
Understandable. Do you, besides Steve, do you ship Tony with anybody else?
Tony is my bicycle.
Fair enough.
Stony, Winter Iron, and Stuckoni are just my OTPs. But yeah, Tony, yeah, I will ship him with Loki, with Thor, just Doctor Doom, and him and Gene Khan in the Armored Adventures series. I'll ship him with just anyone, really.
Fascinating. So one of the conversations that you and I had offline for listeners is that you told me that you identify as a biromantic demisexual. Is that still correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would you mind unpacking a little bit of what that means? Because those might be terms that some of our listeners aren't super familiar with.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So with biromantic, that just means that romantically, I'm interested in all the genders, not picky. With demisexual, it's on the asexual spectrum. And it's basically that you don't feel attraction towards somebody until you build up a strong emotional connection to them.
Interesting. And in a fandom that is very thirsty for bodies, that must be that must be an interesting experience. And I mean, interesting, I know, is a word that interviewers use constantly, but I do really, really mean that.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. I mean, it's different with fandom because, honestly, because of that emotional connection, a lot of my crushes have been fictional characters growing up because, like, I'm not going to crush on you until I've angsted over your moral dilemmas. So,
got it. Okay, noted.
Yeah, like, so, like, when there were celebrity crushes, I'm a little, how can you crush on them? You don't know anything about them. But with fictional characters, you know every deep, nitty-gritty detail about them, so it's easier for me to, like, so most of my crushes have been fictional, so, you know, it's easier to thirst over them, honestly.
That's completely fascinating. Yeah, because, I mean, I do not identify as demisexual, but I definitely have had lots and lots of crushes on fictional characters.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting, that's a really fun kind of point to make. That's really cool. So as a consumer of fandom and a participant in fandom, do you feel that having that particular queer identity has shaped your fandom experience in a specific way?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, like definitely there are lots of times when there will be some thirsting and I'm just like not really understanding it. I mean, I appreciate it. I get the like aesthetic appreciation, but you know, a lot of, and but for example, with fics, especially recently, I like having longer fics because I like having that development of a relationship. When they're just like really short, love at first sight type things, I just find I can't connect as well because to me that just makes no sense. So I am just very weak for the slow burn, basically. So
well, that makes sense, of course, because yeah. Like you said, we need to, you need to believe that you've gone through all of their moral dilemmas. So.
Yeah.
So obviously big angst, lots of, you know, lots of the hurt comfort, like you mentioned, like that would really resonate with you more.
Definitely, yeah.
Amazing. Within those kind of categories, are there tropes that you kind of feel the need to stay away from because it doesn't really work for you?
Yes, I'm like, I cannot read infidelity just because, I mean, to me, it just, I don't, like, I mean, I understand it as a trope and stuff like that, but just to me, I can't read it because the thought of, like, you know, being so like lusty after somebody that like you would hurt somebody you care about, like just reading it, it makes no sense to me. I'm not good at that. So yeah, definitely that trope I can't, I'm just not good at reading. And I definitely just me personally, I just don't like angst without comfort. I just, if there's no, you know, I'm fine with all the angst as long as at the end everybody's happy, because like I read fics to make sure everybody that I love are happy and healthy. So that's definitely something.
I resonate. I refer to myself as a happily ever after enthusiast. So yeah. I resonate with that deeply. Mm. Speaking of reading things, what are you reading right now that you'd recommend to our readers, our listeners?
I read so much. Here, I actually opened some of the tabs of the fics that I've recently read. So a lot of it has been Winter Iron and Stuckoni stuff. There's the beautiful series by Not Even Close to Straight, Time Falls Away. There's the trilogy with time travel. And so it's Tony and Bucky, then Tony and Steve, and then all three of them. And that's just beautiful. It like really gets you in the feels, but it's beautiful. Within Stony also, there's an amazing fic that I just recently reread, even though it's 300,000 words. Steve Rogers is a Child by Lag Lemon. It's 300,000 words, about 300K. And it is an ongoing series that technically hasn't been updated for a while. So I'm like hoping it's not abandoned, but, it's really good. It has de-aged Steve. So you have Tony sort of being like a protector of him. And then later on, you know, Steve goes back to adult. And it's, like I said, I love slow burn. So 300K is just beautiful because it's this super slow development of the relationship. And it's just one of my favorites.
Amazing. Well, Pen, do you have, that's all my questions. Do you have anything else for our listeners?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Yeah. Well, then thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you guys all next time on the podcast interview segment.
Awesome. Can't wait for the next episode, too. I love following it.